Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know how you spend Father's Day, Jamie. I did a few things, but I didn't send anything from Instagram while in jail.
So we'll keep, because we've only got 2 minutes here, so we may kind of keep this going here after the top of the hour. But Bill Cosby is on Instagram.
We just did an OJ story.
I did not know until yesterday when there were people mad about him being on Instagram, and I'm not proud of it, but I am now one of his 46,900 followers on Instagram.
Okay, that's a lot less than I thought it was going to be. 46.
It's a lot more than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, okay, because the juice is at 640.
Yeah, but this guy's behind bars.
America's dad.
This guy's sitting in prison.
81 years old. I love how the last two segments we have done are about a 71-year-old guy and an 81-year-old guy and their social media use. This
There's
is the Cosby
music.
Show.
Oh, I was like, I hear faint music coming
this
from somewhere.
This was season 5, I want to say, of the Cosby Show, because the theme changed often on that show.
So I'm going to read for you the Instagram post, and we'll, if you want to call in during news, and then we can talk about this more coming up after news, I'll read it to you, and people are mad that he posted this. They're mad that he posted anything.
Really?
But he's got a pretty active Instagram account going from behind bars.
And you follow Bill Cosby now?
Just for this purpose, yes. Hey, hey, hey. I don't even like reading this out loud. It feels weird to even read it out loud. Like, I should be imitating him. It's give me willies a little bit.
I mean, do you do a good Bill Cosby impression?
Do I seem like the kind of person that would do a good Bill Cosby impression to you? So, no, I'm just going to read it. Hey, hey, hey. It's America's dad. I know it's late, but to all of the dads, it's an honor to be called a father. So let's make today a renewed oath to fulfilling our purpose, strengthening our families and communities. It's America's dad. Those are the three words that a lot of people are having problems with. There are 347 comments on this on Instagram.
Oh, you want to read some of them?
Coming up. And I'm curious. I will tell you some of what else he has posted from behind bars. He is very active on Instagram.
Who knew?
We'll find out if he's on Twitter. But yeah. What do you think? We could debate it. He thinks he's still America's dad.
And by the way, the first three words of that are from when he was Fat Albert.
Right.
Hey, 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 it's America's dad from jail because right. I had sex with women that I drugged.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
But what do you think about what he posted on Instagram over the weekend? A lot of people are upset about it. Those same people are probably following it on Instagram, but it's got 365 comments now. And this was yesterday, and he said, hey, 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 it's America's dad. I know it's late, but to all the dads, it's an honor to be called a father. So let's make today a renewed oath to fulfilling our purpose, strengthening our families and communities. And then it's hashtag Happy Father's Day, renewed oath to our family, renewed oath to our community. Hashtag America's favorite dad. Hashtag far from finished. What were the other ones on there? And people are mad.
It's delusional.
They are mad. And then some people are so here are some of the comments. I'm just reading some of the most recent ones. We love you still, Mr. Cosby.
No, we don't.
I'm telling the guards you have a phone in the pen. Bill Cosby is my hero. I'm as devastated by your loss of freedom today as I was on the day of your false imprisonment. You are the standard of a role model by your work in all media. Praying you will get justice at last with your coming appeal. That has five. Did he reply to it?
What is the
he
name?
He did not reply to it.
Who would write that?
You want me to tell you who it is? You can find him on Instagram.
He drugged women to have sex with them. He basically, he raped them.
Yeah.
He raped drugged women.
So hashtag free Bill Cosby.
No, don't free Bill Cosby.
And then some of this I can't.
Yeah, probably some vile stuff.
There's some words that they don't like us to use on the radio. But it's, and then other people are, so then you get the, Mr. Cosby, what's so sexy about having sex with drugged up lifeless bodies?
Thank you.
You know, then there are people that were actually really, really mad. He's right where he belongs, that people don't think they can be held for their actions no matter when. Think again. And yet he still thinks he's America's dad. He's old and delusional. Somebody said, why aren't you in jail? Yeah. And so I'm shocked that he has an Instagram account.
You can. Okay.
Can you have an Instagram account? I assume this is yes. Not if you don't have a phone.
He is not in, I'm guessing, the general population prison, right?
Where I don't know.
Where there's all different levels of, and it's, I mean, I'm assuming, and this is just me, I don't know the kind of jail that Bill Cosby is in.
I'll find out real
but
fast.
I'm going to assume they gave him a break for being 80.
Yeah.
And they gave him a break because of his celebrity status. Because if you're a celebrity, you're a better person, and we all know that. So I have to guess that he's not at Leavenworth. You know what I mean? Like, he's
a state prison near Philadelphia. That's all I'm getting so far.
But I'm going to get that those prisoners may have, and this guy especially, get a few extra things that a lot of the hardcore prisons don't, like some computer time.
Well, but so you can have an Instagram account and not have a phone. You can do it all from a computer.
Yes, I can.
You don't need to have a cell phone to have an Instagram account.
I'm logged into mine right now.
Okay, so he could just post from a computer.
I think so.
So as long as he has computer access, then he could still be on Instagram.
Can I?
I'm
trying to think if I can actually post a picture from this computer that I'm at right now, because I'm on my Instagram account and it's, you know, at Mike Wickett. And I don't see the option, unless I'm missing something, I don't know if I can actually post anything to my account without my phone. So maybe not.
I don't know. Have a cell phone? I mean, you can have a cell phone in prison.
The obvious answer to this is somebody's at home.
Doing it for
posting
him.
Posting it
That's
for him.
True. And that actually makes the most sense, yes.
He's not the one doing it.
That's,
I mean,
yes.
That's the obvious, like.
That's, yeah.
It could be me.
He is correct. Actually, is it possible this had nothing to do with him?
Sure.
Is it possible this account is not him at all has nothing to do with him?
It's possible, but how many times has he only posted since he's gone to jail? Because if he's posted before he went to jail, then I would assume Bill Cosby
started it.
Started it or has somebody from his team started it. I mean, I would guess, but I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, his first post was on March 10th, 2014.
Okay. So he had to know about it.
If
Bill Cosby at 75 knew what Instagram was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my dad has no idea what Instagram is, and he is 72.
And a lot of this was just him posting of prominent African-American leaders. It's literally like, here's a picture and a bio of prominent African-American leaders. That's what he did for like 3 years.
Okay.
And then there are pictures of him wishing happy birthday to Keisha Knight Pulliam, who played Rudy on.
That was the only one that stuck behind him. Beside him.
Yeah. So there's some of that. Mm-hmm. There are pictures. He is on Twitter.
Okay.
At Bill Cosby. See? He's verified.
And I wonder if it's him doing it or it's somebody doing it on his behalf right now to try to spin the PR machine away from the fact that he drugged women and had sex with their lifeless bodies.
So a lot of this was from before he went to prison, but then it just kept going. There is his prison mugshot.
Here is Bill's first Instagram video he posted back in 2014.
To welcome you to my Instagram.
That's
as a matter of fact, this is the first time I'm doing something that at my age is good for me. To welcome you.
That's it. That was his first video that he posted 5, 6, 7 years ago, whatever. And he's on, and he's posted a lot since.
Okay. Do you have it? You have it open?
Yeah, I do.
Go to the third one, the third most recent.
Okay.
So there's the top one. There's the one he just posted. There's Leah Chase, who was a prominent New Orleans chef for a long time that he recently died.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the third one down. And I don't.
Is this him? Bill Cosby said this in 1971?
Yes.
All right.
And so at the bottom it says, and I want to play the video because I want to know what he says.
Okay.
It says, throwback Thursday, ? Bill Cosby's words are as true today as they were when he said this in 1971 on the Dick Cavett Show. And on the bottom it says, hashtag misleading media. History has not changed. Free Bill Cosby.
You want to hear it?
And it's got a link to the full video.
All right, we'll play it after the break.
We'll listen to it first. Got to make sure.
I'm assuming it's clean. It was 1971. You couldn't say anything on TV then.
Man, he's like just railing on the media. He's got a picture of his wife, Camille.
It's always the media's fault.
You know, talking about what she had said to free him. There are a lot of pictures of he and his wife.
He drugged women and had sex with them.
I don't like that he's got an Instagram account. I don't like that he's got so many followers.
46,000.
I don't.
OJ Simpson has 600,000.
Because I'm going to guess a lot of those people follow him because they want to hear what he has to say, not because they want to criticize him for it. And that, after all this time, is just a little interesting.
If Ted Bundy was alive today.
Oh, he would have.
He'd have millions of followers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you can find the people who have committed the most notorious crimes. And if they were allowed on Instagram or alive today to have Instagram.
Yeah.
Like Charles Manson would have millions of followers on Twitter.
And I guess you're right. You can't control that someone else has set up an account for him. Like maybe it's his wife that does it.
But if it's videos of him, he knows about it.
For sure he knows about it, but maybe he can't control that it exists. But I don't like that he has an account. I don't like that one exists, but I guess you can't help it if someone else does it for you.
Talking about Bill Cosby, I know, weird, but he had a strange Instagram account post wishing everyone a happy Father's Day from America's dad, which is weird in itself. Then we got into Bill Cosby's Instagram account and this message we wanted to play from his appearance on the Dick Cavett Show back in 1971. Jamie's interested in what this has to say.
I'm just curious to find out what he's getting at here.
You tell me and prove to me that black people are violent and that they're going to take over, and I can open up the New York Daily News and show you white people who are killing their daughters, their husbands, their wives, their children, killing each other off. Well, if we put that in the paper and make it black and white, which is where the whole thing happens, it's in the paper. If a black man does something, it says, John Jones, blacklist, said black, 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 and did the black, black. Now, if a white man does it, it isn't white man Jones. It's just a man. Nondescript, just a regular old raggedy man, went out, killed his two daughters and his wife, and shot himself. Now, if he does that, then everybody seems to just either sympathize with it or let it go out the window. But if a black man does it, then any white bigot can point his finger and say, see that? There they go again. Well, that isn't right. It isn't right, and it isn't.
That's from 1971. A lot of truth that still is there here in 2019.
I just don't get it. I don't get, as I scroll through this more, I don't know if he's trying to, what he thinks that swaying public opinion in his favor is going to do for him.
I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff on here about his court case. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did a lot of stuff on the application for bail relief. We expected the Superior Court to deny him bail. There's all kinds of stuff on here, court documents and everything. I just don't know what he's after here.
I don't get the last two guys we've talked about. Like, you know, OJ did his time. He's out. Go away. No one wants to hear from you. And Bill, with all due respect, why should I have respect for this man? Bill, you're a monster. You should die in jail at 80 or 81 for the things he did to women. He should be in jail. I mean,
go to BillCosby.com.
No, God,
go to BillCosby.com.
Bless it. Why are you making me do this?
Because the app is not available yet, but you are going to be able to get a Bill Cosby app.
Oh, great. Just what I want.
So you can get exclusive access. Now, I don't know how old the site is, to Bill Cosby stories.
Oh, good.
And more.
Just what I want.
Coming soon.
Just what I need. That's what I want. Bill Cosby news. Dude's in jail, should be for life. And if life is kind to him, he'll die sometime soon while in jail. The dude raped passed out women that he drugged.
Just fascinated.
I mean, OJ shouldn't be out either. He killed two people, allegedly. But for some reason, they made news over the weekend. And they have, between them, 700,000 followers? Most of those are OJ's. But don't be surprised if more people start following Bill Cosby. Because that's what we do.
I'm going to unfollow. I really don't. I think I'm wiped.
You're done?
I'm washing my hands of this now.
Because I'm on Instagram.com and I'm on Bill Cosby's page and it says followed by Jamie Monticelli.
Not anymore. I don't want any part of that. Okay. I don't want to see those comments. That doesn't give me joy. And I use Instagram for joy. Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.